fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 28th day of July. The prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage people to do what I do. You cannot get the COVID. I don't want to get the COVID. And that's to use the ivermectin dosing protocols. We've got a little bit of time right here, so let's just go into that. At my website at thelibertyman.com, COVID updates, panel 2. COVID updates, scroll down to the yellow highlight, ivermectin dosing protocols from the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. Now, there's two types of the protocols. One is prophylactic, which is what I use. The other is for people who actually have the COVID. So if you want to use it to not get the COVID, first of all, if you're not high risk, what's a high risk person? It's somebody over age 60 in general, somebody who's obese, somebody who's diabetic, somebody who has heart issues, somebody who has lung issues. Those are the people who are mainly at risk. I'm not one of those people, so I don't need to take the ivermectin. If you are one of those people at risk, then you take the ivermectin along with everything else. You can figure out the dosage. I'm not going to go over that right now. But here's what I do every day since I'm not at risk. Vitamin D is in Delta. Vitamin D3, 1,000 to 3,000 international units a day. Vitamin C is in Charlie, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Quercetin, 250 milligrams a day. Zinc, 50 milligrams a day. At the end of the day, you take 6 milligrams of melatonin to help you go to sleep. Pretty simple, inexpensive, can't possibly hurt you, and effective. Most importantly, and effective. Now, if you've been exposed to the COVID and you have some of those symptoms, then, of course, you take the ivermectin. And that dosage is listed there, too. It's so many milligrams per kilogram of body weight. It's pretty simple. Along with the increased dosage of D3, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc, melatonin, and then aspirin for some pain, unless unless you got some issues with aspirin. Some people do, some most people don't. Simple, inexpensive. Where do you get this stuff? Where do you get ivermectin? Well, that's a good question. It's over the counter at your local farm and ranch supply store. I got mine from Amazon. I got the apple flavored ivermectin. Now, Mike Adams did a test taste. He said it was pretty disgusting. I'll take his word for it. I haven't tasted any ivermectin, even the apple flavored. I got four tubes of it from Amazon. Didn't cost very much money. It's the same ivermectin that's sold for human consumption, but this is packaged differently and sold for animal consumption. It's a dewormer. I remember having breakfast. I have breakfast at the Cherryville store with the guys on Saturday morning when I have the opportunity. And about 2 or 3 months ago, they were talking about the horse dewormer and how it's used to deal with the COVID-19, which it is very effectively, by the way, very effectively. So that's the ivermectin protocols. I have printed out. I got it taped to the cabinet in my kitchen, and I do that every morning. Pretty simple. Doesn't cost much money. It's just part of my morning routine. One of my neighbors owns a little country store down the street from me. It's called locally called the Baker Store. I say a little country store. It's 3,000 square feet. It's actually a pretty good size building. Completely rehabilitated and remodeled. It's been a store there for, 80 years or so. I don't know exactly when it was built, but I think probably back in the 1930s, sometime like that. At one time, they had a barber shop. They've got a grain elevator there to sell grain to the ranchers. And, of course, it was open when I first moved here, and I used to take my grandson and I would walk down there, and he was 3 or 4 years old, and he would buy bubble gum and just have a great time chewing bubble gum. He loved bubble gum as a little guy. But that store and the house next to it has been completely rehabilitated. Everything's new. The floor coverings, the appliances, and it's just a beautiful small home with a one-car attached garage, a small lot, right next to the blacktop road here. And then behind all this is a creek, and on the other side of the creek is 1 acre for sale also. That's part of it. $97,500, the asking price. We don't think it's going to last very long. One of my listeners already called me up and expressed interest in the place. And there's not another store, literally another store in 100 square miles. Literally, not another store. It'd be great if this place could offer gasoline and diesel fuel. It's not set up to do that, but that, of course, can be added in. That would be if a place had gasoline and diesel fuel and offered lunch to the local ranchers and working men around the neighborhood, they could have quite a business there. The Davisville store is closed indefinitely. That's right down the street from there. Beautiful new place, but for issues I won't go into, the Davisville store is closed indefinitely. So it's a great opportunity to have a little country store, a business with a built-in market and no competition. If I want to go buy gasoline, the nearest place is 12 miles away. That's in Viburnum, Missouri, where there's a gas station, a supermarket, and things of that nature. So you might want to check that out. The Mosquito-Net gas masks are back on my website. I just got notice this morning from Chance that the state of California and the state of New York are mandating all state employees get the vaccine or be tested once a week. Well, the tests are just as bad as the vaccine. Well, I mean, not quite as bad, but I wouldn't get one of those things stuck up my nose. PCR test, that's meaningless. Absolutely meaningless. Serves no purpose. And the man who invented the test said it was meaningless when it comes to testing for COVID. Absolutely meaningless. So I know we have a lot of listeners in New York and California. If you have a friend or relative that's a state employee, let them know that if they get the vaccine, they'll die. Let them know that this PCR test is also harmful and serves no purpose. Also, one last thing, let them know, you can always get another job, but you only get one life. That's my reality. That's my reality. My friend Tim Spencer, he has some lovely Filipino women married to American men making these masks. And he's got the camouflage mask, which is the one I carry with me. He's got blue. He's got solid colors. What colors are available here? Looks like, okay. Well, I don't know how that happened. Let's see what the colors are. This thing just keeps flipping back and forth. It's very bothersome. Well, I need to work on that. But there's different colors available. Plus, one with sparkles. Ladies, if you want a mosquito net mask with sparkles on it for going to a party, we've got those. It's a lot of fun. You got to have fun with this. One of the bonus, there's enough fabric there in these masks, the one I carry anyway, and the rest of them, that if I want to have fun, I can expand it to cover my eyes, nose, and mouth. It covers up the whole face. Plus, you can breathe through it and see through it because it's mosquito net. We got a caller here. We got Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, John. I heard you talk about ivermectin, and you've been buying the paste that comes in a kind of a collapsible tube, as I recall.
That's right.
I use that on my donkeys.
That's right.
The better way to do it is you buy the from the same outfits, you know, whether it's your Tractor Supply or your feed store, you get the bottle that has the clear liquid in it.
Oh.
And it's
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's concentrated. And I went online and went through the whole protocols and calculated how much you need for me, let's say, a 200-pound man for one treatment is 36 drops of the standard clear concentrated liquid that comes in a pharmaceutical bottle that you have to stick a needle through to pull it out. So 36 drops for a 200-pound man per day, and the treatment is like if you catch the COVID, you do it 3 to 5 days.
Well, I'm looking at it right here. A 50-milliliter bottle of the liquid, it says 250 milliliters. Let's see. I'm not seeing a problem. Here we go. $43, shipping included.
Yeah, so, that's a little bit high. If you go to your feed store, you'll probably get
two,
it for
that's
25.
That's two of them.
Oh, two of them.
Two bottles.
That's not
Eight
bad.
Ounces each. Yeah.
Eight
shipping
ounces.
Included.
Well, you know, I guess that's okay. So anyways, if you go online and if you don't believe my calculations, people that are listening, you have to go through about three or four different conversions into different metrics, let's say, to get to the point where you figure out how many drops you actually need per person for your particular body weight. But it's quite doable, and it's easier to put that paste down your throat. My donkeys don't like that either, I tell you.
Well, the main thing is to get it done. You have it in stock, and if you got it, if you need it, you got it, right?
Absolutely, and I put the stuff in my refrigerator. Stuff has a expiration date on it, like 2 years out or so. So if you put it in your refrigerator, it's probably good for 5 years. All right,
okay.
John, thanks a lot for all
Sounds good.
Info.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Fantastic. What's going on?
Great. I'm just a quick personal question. I hear you talking about playing tennis a lot. Exercise to do the things you like. Do you play tennis?
I don't play tennis, no.
Oh, okay. I'm a tennis player, and I've been looking for someone to play with. I thought, well, I'll go up here and see about buying that store, just play tennis with somebody. Anyway, I'm calling because, you know, there's Your last guest, Chance, gave quite a presentation there on faith, and I don't disagree with anything he said, except for one thing. He said, the old saw where you have optimist sees the glass as half full and the pessimist sees it as half empty. And then you have a third, you've got a realist. And a realist sees that there's the amount of water in the glass doesn't fit the glass. So he doesn't see it as positive or negative. And I tend to be an optimist, but I'm really turning into a realist. And what I guess I'm saying is that, I have faith that things will turn out good. And I do have faith that God is in control of everything. However, I think he uses us to see about his kingdom coming to earth, to help provide that and to be watchers, just like you and me and many, almost everybody that calls in your show. And I just wanted to add that, we have to do our due diligence. Sometimes faith, James said, faith without works is dead. And that's where I'm at. It takes work. We can have faith, but we got to do the legwork. You got to get out there and you got to do the work. You got to do the research. You got to look these things up. You got to find out what's going on. No one's going to do it for you.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I also wanted to comment on the, it was really interesting what your doctor had to say when he called in, because a lot of what he's saying is, and then also we're seeing this, I made a prediction one time. I said, that we're going to see this COVID, this new variant being blamed on us not being vaccinated, the unvaccinated. And the hospitals are going to fill up with these people that have been vaccinated. That's exactly what's happening, and it's exactly what I was predicting. And they're going to use us for scapegoats. In Germany, when they use the Jews for scapegoats. And what we're seeing, all this stuff is coming down. It's just like it was in Germany. And the weather wars, I've also told you all about that. Gave you reference and material and places to look where you can see the controlled lightning. And we got to be watchers here. We got to watch. We got to watch over and see what's going on, because if we don't, we're going to be completely overwhelmed. And yes, I'm a positive man. I believe I have faith positively for myself and God, but I don't have much faith in mankind. I see mankind as being lazy, uninformed, and not doing anything. So I don't know where we're going to stand on this. I don't know. I don't see a good outcome coming in the future. I wish I could say I'd be optimistic about it, but I'm not. I'm a realist here. And so people need to actually do prepare, like you were saying, with Chance and his foods and all these things. More importantly, we got to get out there and we got to tell people, we got to get people informed and as to what's really going on. What's really going on is they're trying to take us, they're trying to make us into robots, basically. They're turning us into a beast. If you're not a man, if you don't have DNA and RNA of a human being, what are you? You're not a man anymore. You can call yourself a cyber tech whatever being, but what the truth of the matter is, you're a beast. You're not a man. You're not animal. You're kind of an in-between. So we got to stop this. This is spiritually and physically damaging for the world.
Absolutely.
I guess that's well really said. All I'd say. I'm kind of preaching
well
today.
Said,
but,
well said,
you know,
Charlie.
That's
Thank
it.
You. We appreciate the call. We had a break. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand? Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great opportunity right now for you and your team, whatever your team consists of, your family, friends, neighbors, maybe some people you go to church with, to get EMP Shield devices at a great discount. The more units you get, the more you save. That's sales in effect right now. Okay, our next caller looks like Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Morning, John. For some reason, you're cutting in and out on my side. It must be my phone or something. But I was wondering how you spell that. I couldn't understand how you was pronouncing that. Evermexin or Lexin?
Okay. Well, it's right there at my website. And
I don't have internet.
You don't have internet. Okay. Well, then let's go there to my website and scroll down, and we'll get to the ivermectin protocols. I'm using the military phonetic alphabet, India, Victor, Echo, Romeo, Mike.
Hold on, John. John?
Okay, I'll slow down.
I'm going to have to call you back later or something. It's just cutting in and out so bad I can't make out much anything.
Well, I'll try
later on, okay?
I'll give everybody else that's listening, too, because they may have the same question. I'll do it solely. India.
I'm going to have to hang up, John. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Make anything
out. No problem. No problem. India, Victor, Echo, Romeo, Mike, Echo, Charlie, Tango, India, November, Ivermectin. Okay, we got through that. hopefully I'll get a better connection. Our next caller looks like Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Well, there's some interesting stuff out here. Jane Ruby was on with Stu Peters, and she was talking about the PCR test and problems with that, and actually that they were apparently had a procedure to aggregate all these people who came in and checked off very minor symptoms. They would aggregate those with one person who had serious symptoms and then take the serious symptom result and give it to all the people in the small group of maybe 10, whatever. I forget what she called this, but if this procedure is correct,
What purpose does that serve? I'm missing something here, Dave. Why would they do that?
Well, to reduce the amount of testing required, I guess. You know, who knows? But I think the other purpose that this is how you could get all kinds of asymptomatic false positives. So this is what she's presenting. I don't know if it's entirely correct or not, but she has a lot of understanding of the medical system. Her science is weak sometimes, but her understanding of the medical system and all that stuff is she's a lady who I would reasonably listen to, although she can be a bit sensational. Okay. So furthermore, she stated that in Florida, she's down in Florida, she said almost all the people who are entering the hospitals are the vaccinated ones. Now, yep. We see Mike Adams had an article that in Singapore, 75% of the people, the cases of COVID-19 are vaccinated people.
Dave. That's exactly the percentage that Dr. James gave from Missouri just a few minutes ago. 75% of people.
I did
being
miss
admitted.
His call.
Yeah. Well, here's what he said. 75% of the people being admitted to hospitals in Missouri right now with COVID are already vaccinated.
Well, that's absolutely not what Joe Biden is saying or these newscasters are saying on TV. They're saying totally the opposite, like 99% are the unvaccinated.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. This is a real war on certain people. I mean, to stigmatize.
It's a war for our minds. It's a war for our minds and a war for our lives.
No, the trains will be here soon, John. I mean, even Steve Quayle was talking about with Mike Adams in his interview recently that they were doing more shackle trains again. I mean, I don't know. This is all old story about that, you know. And
my friend Tim Spencer has personally seen the shackle trains. He's personally seen them. Not a fantasy.
Well, that's the scary part. Yeah.
They do exist.
Yeah. I'm not trying to put a lot of doubt on it. I was just throwing the question out, basically. Now, the Sons of Liberty have an article out here yesterday. It's these fake COVID tweets make it evident that Operation Mockingbird is all over social media. Operation Mockingbird was, I guess, some CIA program to, mockingbirds just keep repeating. Well, guess what? Right. They showed 9 panels with different Twitter account names, and they all say exactly the same thing, exactly the same capitalization. It's a cut and paste. I just left the ER. We are officially back to getting crushed by COVID-19. Delta variant is running rampant, and it's much more transmissible than the original virus. 99% of our ICU admits did not receive a vaccine.
Right.
John.
Yep.
9 different people. I got a couple more.
Hold on to the break here, sure. Dave. Hold on to the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My webmaster is back in the saddle getting updates done. We have some new things up there. The John Moore Patriot Training Course, that's next May at the beautiful, luxurious Margaritaville Resort at Lake of the Ozarks. Everybody who attends will be my live audience. Monday through Friday. At the end of the week, we're going to have a romantic moonlight dinner cruise on the Lake of the Ozarks. And, of course, the daily intelligence briefing, up to speed. If you want to know what's going on in the world, it's done every day by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. And Tim Spencer has his mosquito net mask back up. We got the mask mandates coming back. You find yourself having to go somewhere, maybe go into an airport, for example, to pick up somebody. You can wear the mosquito net mask. They won't let you wear that on an airplane because they know it's not a real mask. But that's okay. It's okay. They're a lot of fun. And they're coming in all different colors, including sparkles for ladies that want to wear one to a party this coming fall. And, of course, the energy cleaner. I'll be getting a fresh batch this evening from Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer. helping people all over the world get relief from arthritis pain, help them get a great night's sleep. Check out the details at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Yes, you can make your purchase right there at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. We got Dave on hold. Dave, putting out some good information here. What else have you got for us, sir?
If you look at if you ever look at worldometers, I would compare the daily new deaths in Indonesia, for example. Since Indonesia is having this outbreak, they had like 1,864 deaths yesterday, and their death curve hasn't peaked yet. So you can see the daily new deaths in Indonesia, and you can see the daily new cases going back to February 15, 2020. And if you compare these two curves, and if you took all that data, you would find there is a very good straight line, a fairly straight line correlation between the deaths and the number of cases. And presuming that many times these cases are determined by PCR testing, I think for population analysis, the PCR testing result gives you a good indication of the trend. It's highly correlated to the number of people who are actually infected. But it is not good information to quarantine someone based on, because of the some dubious nature of the false positives, et cetera, which, of course, the CDC has recently said, hey, we don't like this test. It's expiring the end of December. And who knows what's going to come out. It's going to be a more confusing mixture, I think, of other tests, like 20, right. Who knows how many. In the United States, we see, it looks like in the curve that the daily new cases has just peaked at a low level, lower than the last peak and much lower than the larger peaks. But it's unclear whether that's really peaking or not. We'll know later. But the daily deaths are still down at a level of around 300 a day, 200, 300 a day, which is like fabulously large compared to the flu this time of year. The regular influenza would normally be 8 or 10. This time of year. So that is, you know, it's not like we're not dealing with something real here, that there's not a real issue. To say the PCR test is totally ridiculous, in one sense it is, and in another sense it has utility. That's my feeling. Looking at data. Have you heard of this lady called Whitney Webb?
I have not. Who is she? What does she do?
Well, she has been a professional writer and researcher and journalist since 2016. I saw her on a video before and, you know, didn't know what to make of her. And she was a staff writer and senior investigative reporter for Mint Press News. She currently writes for The Last American and Vagabond. Well, this girl, I mean, she's young. I don't know. But she's very sharp. You would want her on your legal investigative team, I'll tell you that much. She went through and went on the Last American Vagabond show and did an analysis of the graphene oxide information that came out of the Spanish researchers. And by the way, when I look at her papers she wrote, or her, you know, she's got a whole list of things that she's written. She's got one written in Spanish. So I think she is a Spanish speaker, which is a great advantage in looking at their original Spanish papers. And it's titled, Is There Graphene Oxide in the COVID-19 Injections? The Last American Vagabond interviews Whitney Webb. She goes through and she goes further in the document than I did. I found some inconsistencies and just totally ridiculous science there. I think Dr. Fleming would as well say that this is a non-issue. But whether it's a non-issue or not needs to be established with science. And she shows that they have switched around the photos and they've used some of their own photos and said it was a literature photo and compared their photos to a literature photo, which was actually their photo. Or they compared a 200 nanometer resolution to a 500 nanometer resolution photo because they looked a lot alike. And she's found so many inconsistencies in this as a you know, and this is a very long talk. It's a two-hour presentation. You can listen to it at 1.5 speed and make it out fine. But if you listen to a little of her, what she ends up cautioning against, and she's very wise about this, is the phenomenon of p-hacking, which is finding something that you want to see in science. It's selecting the data and putting out only the data that supports your conclusion, kind of like the pharmaceutical drug studies, you know. And she said this is what was described by James Corbett in The Crisis of Science. I think if we were to listen to James Corbett's The Crisis of Science, we would have just what your guy says on your opening lead-in sometimes about fake science. Okay? So that's something we should listen to. She's not saying that graphene oxide isn't in there. She's saying that their work is so sloppy and looks manipulated. So
If it's in there, there'll be other scientists, other laboratories that'll figure this out relatively soon.
Yeah, we should see that. But Dr. Andreas Klacker is coming out supporting their work, and he's a Spanish speaker, but he showed no data. So until we see more data, right, you know, what is it?
Well, we got
the problems are real.
More than enough evidence that the vaccines are killing people without determining that one way or the other. This would be another factor to be sure, but we have more than enough evidence already.
Well, the other thing is this could be one of those sideline distractions, like there's no virus. Well, if there's no virus, you can't put Fauci in prison for creating a virus with gain of function, right? So these things are all destroying a narrative that would put pressure on people. So we have to consider that as a possibility. That's all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks, John. Okay.
Thank you for the update, Dave. We appreciate it. We got open lines here at 512-248-8252. Well, we're going back to Dr. Richard Fleming. He'd be the man. He'd be the man. This guy is brilliant. He pulls together the evidence, presents it in a logical, structured way that makes sense. It makes sense to me. I'm sure it'll make sense to you also. I hope to have some time this afternoon, some administrative time to be doing some things here in my office, my studio, and I'll have this his presentation playing while I'm doing that. And whatever it takes, I'm gonna take the time, whatever it takes, to get through all 4 hours of his presentation. That's how meaningful it is to me. And I'm encouraging all of you to do the same thing. Now, I had an interesting thing happen while watching it. I noticed that while his presentation was playing on one computer, it was knocking out the internet. I have a Wi-Fi internet service here. And when I discontinued playing it, my internet connection on Wi-Fi worked perfectly. Now, I'm no technical geek. I don't know a whole lot of things about how all this works, but that's my observation. Since I've had Dr. Fleming turned off, I've had a continuous green circle for connected on my Wi-Fi. And it's problematic, but I'll deal with that. It's important enough to deal with it. I encourage all of you to educate yourself so you in turn can educate others to not get the COVID shots. That's the goal. Not get the COVID shots, because it will kill them. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, John. This is regarding, like, we need to watch, like, the semantics of what these people are saying. And I believe Jeff said to do that, be careful how they word it. But I don't want to quote him directly, but that's what I understand. But when the CDC came out yesterday about the advising vaccinated people to wear masks in public again, and they cited data showing vaccinated people can spread the Delta. Well, my ears perked up because I thought, wow, they do know that these people are, I'll say, shedding. And it's almost like they're trying to cover up.
They're trying to get on the right side of history is what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's the semantics part. I just went, a light went on in my head. I said, no, wait a minute. They're twisting the words again. These people keep twisting it. And so I wanted to thank you and Jeff. I know he comes on later, but I didn't know if I could call in, but for advising us to really watch the language of these people. And then the report here, because I'm keeping track of the vaccinated people here, unfortunately, we haven't, now it's up to 6 people that have passed away, 2 people with severe reactions, and I believe it's from the vaccine. But so now, because these people were all vaccinated in February, and so unfortunately, the percentage looks right, because they're, like I say, we never had that many people passing away in the independent population. You know, they were really pretty healthy. But so that was pretty alarming, because another one of my friends passed away.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And you're both your friends had the COVID shot?
Yes, these are all people that had the shot. There's only like 50 of us here on property that did not get the vaccine. And we got another notice in our boxes from the health department through our management that the unvaccinated, they want them to sign that paper again that I got originally. Of course, I'm not signing it, stating that we can put people at risk if we don't get the new Delta. They claim they're going to come out with a new Delta booster shot. Well,
of course. When you see Dr. Fleming's report, you'll find out what I started saying about 14 months ago. The vaccines already exist.
Right.
Already exist. That's what you'll find out.
Saying.
The vaccines were being developed before we ever heard of COVID-19.
That's
reality. Anything else, Deborah?
No, I was just giving you an update, but I watch the semantics of these people as they keep twisting it. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate the call. Next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John. I just wanted to, you know, whatever it takes for people to resist this shot, I don't care what it costs you. Hang in there until, you know, hang in there for a year. Because remember those animal studies, all of them died within 14 months. I think by next spring, we are going to see people dropping like flies, John. And so given that thought process, by the way, I love when Dave calls in. I love his analytical way of thinking and the research that he does. I'm not online either, so but being able to hear him come up with stuff, but you know, because we need to hold people that come out and talk about the graphene oxide and all of these studies, we need to hold all of them accountable. We need to hold ourselves accountable, you know, to be able to spread truth, and then we need to verify it. But what I was going to say is this is the point I'm bringing up, folks. Think about what things are going to be barterable for, because when all these people start dropping like flies, it's going to collapse this economy. And I think they're all going to use this in a coordinated attempt. It's all going to come together in a head at some point, possibly this winter or by next spring. If all these people start dropping like flies, that's going to collapse the economy, the supply chain, all kinds of things. Think about what kind of stuff is going to be barterable, you know, and it ain't gold. I'll tell you that right now. It's going to be very few people that are walking around out here everyday Joe know anything about what gold is worth or silver is worth or anything. The barter system, by and large, is going to be perishable items, food, gasoline, transportation even. If there's an EMP, the transportation will be a huge issue. The ability to create power, even little bits of power for people, even little 1,000-watt generators are going to be with a gallon of gas. If you had 5 gallons of gas and a little portable 1,000-watt generator, you could name your price for something like that in a grid down situation or in a long term, time. I'll wait till after the break. I got one other thing.
Okay, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. we will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th. So you got a follow-up comment here, Kyle?
Yeah, I got one other one now, John. You know that I love that lead-in that you just had coming on talking about the Alamo. And, folks, you're going to have to figure out what you're willing to fight and die for. I mean, seriously, possibly die for. How far are you willing to go? Because this is coming down. This is fixing to come right into your face. And you're going to have to decide if you're going to call that, whatever you're going to call it, Texas. He said, we're going to call that Texas. But in reality nowadays, we're going to have to figure out what we're willing to fight and die for. Is it freedom? Is it liberty? Is it truth? Is it the gospel? Whatever it is, folks, whether it's Christ or whether it's something else, you better figure out what you're willing to fight and stand and die for. But what I wanted, the last point I was going to bring up, John, was this. Steve Hodges was talking about a girl that just died in Arizona of the plague. And he called some people and was talking on the Navajo reservation, and they said that they have got the plague there as well. And they're trying to keep this really hush-hush. I guess he posted that a few days ago, but it just came up on my phone and I was listening to him. And so one of the things that Dr. Christopher a long time ago came out with was he found the old formula that they used that were curing people of the plague. And it's called Dr. Christopher's anti-plague formula. Now, my wife and I have made this quite a few times, and you can get the recipe right off of his website, if I remember correctly. But we've written it down because I didn't want to take a chance on the internet not being there. But it takes about 2 to 2.5 days to make this stuff. But I highly suggest you go get the ingredients to be able to make this stuff, because when you get done with it, you've got about 4 quarts. If you make the full recipe. But if this is coming, we better do something about it.
What's his website?
I think it's Dr. Christopher, just drchristopher.com.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, John.
We got a top hour break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.